Yo, what it do, Fight Crew?
What it do, yo? Oh, fuck.
What you been up to, man?
Chilling, just chilling, bro. I don't even know what I am, bro. Like, tired, not tired. Some mixture between that shit.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right. Well, you've been doing the last fucking if I can put up an episode.
Was at a friend's place. We were just chilling. You feel me? Met the parents. You feel me? Most
Oh,
chilled.
Mary. Oh, his
Yeah.
parents.
Hers.
Oh, her.
Yeah, bro. Shit's crazy. They fucking like me. Like, she told me it's usually not like that, that like the fucking dad and mom say, oh yeah, you can stay tonight, or like, oh yeah, you can come this Saturday or some shit like that to a boy. So they must really fucking like me. Or they want to kill me in their fucking Russian underground bunker shit, whatever. I don't even fucking know, bro.
They might.
You know, some fucking Russian mafia type of shit is going on. Like, I don't even know, bro.
Don't fuck with Italians.
Bro, she's Russian, bro.
Oh, fuck no. I
Full
would be.
Latina.
Bro, you're the girlfriend. She's a boyfriend. Fuck you mean?
Oh my God. First,
First
topic, yo.
topic.
Knocking niggas out. Yo, I'm not finna talk
Oh.
about that. I'm not finna talk about that because I only knocked one nigga out and I ain't finna snitch on myself, bro. Like, that's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah, Germany, you'll get fucking hanged for that.
Bro, it was all like, I'm gonna add one more shit. Like, it definitely was more than just knocking someone out. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, probably stomp that nigga out.
Oh shit, yeah, I sent you my lyrics. Fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I sent you my lyrics. They're fucking like
Yeah.
gory fuck. I'm like, hell cat black cat shooting him in his back.
God damn. Yeah, what about
This,
you,
knocking out someone, fuck. I would say I it's just like Mexico, right? You know how my mom's Mexican. So we went for a visit. I would always visit like once every year, and it would be like summertime when I didn't have no school, and some nigga like he grabbed like a bush. I was like in fucking sixth grade, seventh grade. He grabbed like a bush with thorns and he slashed on my fucking cousin. And my cousin, being the little bitch he is, he didn't fight back or anything, so I had to fucking defend him. And then I pushed the kid, punched him, and then later on he starts sucking shit on Facebook about me, throwing shade on Facebook. And then nigga, like we I told him all it's me at the plaza. And we met at the plaza and fucking we got in a fight and there was people a lot of people around, so I had to move quick. So I just hit him in the jaw and I hit him in the temple and then just kept on hitting him, stomp, 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 and fucking until we just had he my cousin was like, Stoney, stop, stop. And I had to stop and we went on the bike all the way back to the ranch.
goddamn.
It was like a 5 minute fucking like normally it takes like 30 fucking minutes to go to the ranch to the little city. It would take like 30 minutes, but we made it back in like 5 minutes. That's how fast we fucking were.
Goddamn.
That
I'm
was the
surprised
only
they are
time.
still using Facebook.
Well, I use it because of fucking memes. The memes.
Bro, like, I would rather use like fucking what 9gag or some shit for memes instead of fucking Facebook, yo. Like,
Fuck is
Facebook memes.
that?
Facebook memes are just like scuffed, yo. Like, nine
No,
out of ten
depends.
is.
Depends. The Spanish memes are fucking funny. Those ones are funny.
God damn. But like, nah, 9GAG is like a phone, like an app for your phone where you can like make an account and everything, and it has like different type of memes on it and everything. It's like basically Reddit 2.0.
Reddit. I kind of fuck with Reddit, but Reddit
Bro,
gets kind
Reddit
of
is
boring.
fucking crazy. No, bro, you need to follow like the good subreddits, bro, or like even the smaller ones. Like the smaller ones are even fucking harder, yo. Like Reddit is the funniest shit, bro.
It's funny and until you get fucking roasted by a whole goddamn clan. Like,
Yo, man.
I forgot what I commented, and everyone's like fucking talking shit.
Yeah, Reddit is crazy, bro. Like, doesn't matter
No,
how the
4chan,
like,
4chan, nigga, 4chan is fucking crazy.
bro. I've never been on 4chan, though.
Bro, I've been in 4chan once when I was in Mexico. I was like, fuck it, what's gonna happen? Because I heard you could, like, you know how you heard about people getting killed on 4chan and shit?
Real.
Yeah, for real.
God.
I was scared because they're like, oh, people get tracked down, and I just got a VPN. I just used a VPN and shit.
Bro, shit like that won't help you all, trust me.
Yeah, but we were trying to find a picture. I was trying to find a video or a picture of this one girl that got murdered on
Why
Instagram.
would you? Why would you try to search for
I
that,
don't know if
bro?
you heard about this, Bianca or some shit like that.
You mean that one night? Like, no, wasn't I thought Bianca was the one girl that killed herself, or wasn't that the one girl that like went into this dude's car or whatever?
Yeah, he went into the dude's car and shit, and then that nigga fucking murked her.
Yeah, and just, like slit her throat and everything. Yeah, I saw that. I saw
Yeah,
the
he did it
pictures.
on Instagram and all that.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
I think, yeah, I still have the picture, bro. I still have it.
I have them on my fucking iPhone, bro. Wasn't it like 2018?
No, like 20, 2019, 19.
Oh, like
It was
beginning of
last summer.
2019.
No, it
Yeah.
was like last summer. Last summer.
Wait, for real? Damn.
Yeah. It's almost been
That
like a
shit hit me
year.
like a rock. I beat my meat to that shit every day.
Chill. Shit, yeah, but like it was crazy because I was trying to find videos and I found more other fucking stupid crazy shit that going on.
Didn't he do it on live too?
No, he did. Yeah, no.
No,
He
wait, no, wait. He put
took a
videos of it
video.
in his story.
He took videos, put him on the story, and
Yeah.
then they got taken down.
Yeah.
I only got to see the video though. I only got to see like the first video he posted, like the one he fucking hits her in the throat, the first slash. And then that nigga posts himself like fucking in the hammock about it, kill himself and shit.
It's fucking
You
crazy, yo.
know they let him free?
Wait, for real?
Yeah, they let him free. This
Bro,
they let him free like 3 months ago.
like literally, like you can just get into jail for the craziest shit and then just say,
And
yeah,
then just say
I'm
you have a
mentally not
mental illness.
stable. I'm just not mentally
Yeah.
stable. And then you get out after like fucking 1 year, bro. Like I could go and just rape somebody and beat the shit out of them and then like wait to the end of court and be like, yeah, I'm not mentally stable. Here are my fucking like what's it called? Papers from my doctor and everything. And then they'll just let me out like after 1 year of battling in court, bro. Like that shit's just fucked up, man.
Yeah, like the system's corrupted for that, especially like
Yeah.
if it was a black guy that did it. Like, let's talk about like what's going on now. If it was a black guy that did
Yeah.
it, he would have life. He would have got life. Not giving a
Yeah,
fuck about
definitely.
him.
Definitely.
He would have got life. Like they wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. But did you hear about that? I didn't even send it to you, the video where like they like showed proof that the murder of George Floyd isn't even like in jail. They just put a CIA plant in the jail.
No, I didn't see the whole video. I didn't even get to see it right now.
Oh damn. Bro, shit's crazy, bro. Like
But I
everything
heard
they've
about
been,
that.
bro, like the nose is completely different. The dude in a mugshot has like a
Oh,
real like thin
yeah,
fucking nose tip. And the dude, like the
the
actual murder, has
fucking
like a thick
middle
one.
peak and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen about that.
Like, that shit's like, bro, like, nah, man. Like, if it's actually true, like, it could be, like, I'm not trying to, like, protect him or whatever, but, like, it could be the cameras because, like, the fucking wrinkles on your forehead, that's actually just because of raising your eyebrows. Like, no person has it except for, like, a really, really old person without raising their eyebrows, right? You feel me? Like, the nose, like nose and ear pictures always have to do something with the like angle of the camera, everything, bro. Like I could hold my nose in some type of way where it doesn't look big, but I could also hold my nose where it looks like extremely like fucking monkey type of nose. Not trying like no racism intended, bro. Like actual like a monkey nose, bro. Like just crazy. So like I don't want to protect him, but it's just like I believe it, but I kind of don't believe it.
Like, why the fuck? I mean, either way, we know, like, white people are over here fucking racist, bro. We know shit.
Bro, I like okay, let's actually like go to the next topic then about racism, bro. Like
Yeah, let's talk about racism.
racism with your boys, like when you're in your group is okay for me. Like I'd be racist as fuck to my like white African friend, like, oh yeah, you little fucking like snowflake over there in Africa, like some racist shit like that, you feel me? But like outside of your friend circle, racism, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't
You
fucking do
shouldn't
that.
you shouldn't fucking do that, cause like I my dad being black and shit, people been calling me the N-word and shit.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, oh, you like with the hard R and shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And I would just laugh it off. And then when like this happened in high school, I would be hanging out with this one girl and she only spoke Spanish. And then some other motherfucker came up and he's like, who the fuck is this? And this N-word with a hard R, but he said in Spanish. And him not knowing that I spoke Spanish, he's like, I was like, what'd you say? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I know you speak Spanish.
Man, bro, like I got bullied hard. Like like I ain't even black, bro. Like I'm light skinned right now. I'm basically fucking white because I didn't leave my room for like several months. But like I'm actually light skinned, bro. And like back in school, like preschool, bro, like first to fourth grade, bro. Like everything was fine, like until fourth grade. Beginning of fourth grade, then this one white ass motherfucker just started beefing with me for no fucking reason, right? And you know Dijon, right, in our group chat. He's fully
Dijon.
black, bro. They left him alone, right? They left him alone.
Damn.
They're like, I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. But they came to me, right? They called me a son of a bitch and everything. Then I just smacked the shit out of him, like fucking kindergarten type of beefing. And then he went home, told his parents. The parents called up my school, and I got in trouble for it, right? And then like 2 days later, the dude comes up to me and he's like, "Oh yeah, you know what my father told me to say to you? Because you're black, I should call you a nigga with like hard R, you feel me?" And I just looked at him, and I already knew what he was talking about because like hearing the word nigga all the time from my uncle, from music, like old school and everything, like I knew it was racist because he did it with a hard R. And he, like, knowing all the fucking, like, backgrounds between that, like, from that word because of my fucking uncle, like, it was just crazy. So I just took him, standing on the ground, and stomped his head a few times. Then the teachers came, and then, like, there was just, like, I got in trouble in it again. Like the white kids were always fine. The white kids were always fine, bro. Like my mom called up the school, telling them that I was crying at home because they called me a fucking nigga with hard R, bro. Like I was crying at home, like already like going through racism in fourth fucking grade. And that should like that should that's just still like traumatizing me. Like when I hear like people online talking shit and using the N-word, like even if it's with like without the hard R, bro. Like I still be getting mad at them because I know there's just some filthy, like overweight or underweight motherfucker with acne
White
and
boy
everything, greasy ass hair, white as fuck, bro. Talking all
with
this
fucking
shit.
up
Oh my
pimples
God,
and
bro.
shit.
Yeah, like it's just like, nah, bro. Then he'd be like, oh yeah, chill, like it's okay, whatever, like we all use it. Like, I don't care if you all use it.
Yeah, with your
Care,
friends.
like I don't care, bro. You're not my friend, so you ain't gonna call me that shit. I don't care if it's online or IRL, bro. Like, I don't care. I really don't care.
I like in eighth grade, bro. I don't know if you've seen the picture. I had dreads.
No, I didn't see the picture.
I'll post it on my snap. Like I'll send you some. I
Yeah.
had dreads, right? I fucking made them. I had to make them with my own hand. Fucking big and twist, bro. That shit took like 6 hours.
God damn.
That shit took 6 hours, and I did it all in one night. Well, not all of them in one night. I did a certain amount in one night, and then I did the rest by myself. And my principal didn't see me. And you know how I told you they're strict as fuck on dress code?
Yeah.
If you have super long hair, they'll fuck you over for that. They said,
What the
they told me they were gonna take
fuck?
away my graduation. And she told me first, like, I'm gonna need you to cut it all off because you're known as a Latino because your mom is Mexican. And she's white, bro. And I got mad because she's trying to act like she's Mexican just because she could speak Spanish when she's fucking white.
Retarded.
And she told me I can't have that hair. Well, first it started off because I have really curly hair. In the beginning of school year, I had it really long, but not that long, like yours.
Yeah.
But mine is more Afro type. And she was like, look, all this that you have on your hair is the fake stuff. No, get it off here. Only my nephews can fucking have that. I mean, her fucking grandkids can have that. And because they're black and whatever. And I was like, bitch, they're natural. She's like, look around, look around. Everyone has their natural hair, this and that. And like, it's my natural hair, but she didn't listen to me. She didn't give a fuck. And I got mad. I told my mom, and my mom didn't do nothing.
Yeah, it's just
And
bro.
then like when I had the dreads, like months later, when I barely got the dreads, she's like, look at yourself. You're making yourself look like a fool. You can't get that hair. You're certified known as a Latino. And she was like saying some racist bullshit. Like she was like, oh, this and that. I don't know why you're trying to act something you're not. And I didn't say anything because she was like, if I would try to tell her, she's like, and like,
Yeah.
I would be mad as fuck. And then my mom kept listening to her. I was like, don't, this is fucking racial profiling me. She even threatened me if I didn't take them away, she was gonna take away with my graduation.
The fuck?
And
That's
I had
like
it
in
in my,
nah, bro.
yeah, they cut them all off. They cut them all off at like, and I was fucking pissed off. I was about to fight my uncle for that shit. I was about to fucking fight someone. And then they're at the school.
Start a
Bro,
school
this is,
shooting.
I was about, and dude, niggas were making fun of me fucking left to right, bro. I was fucking pissed. And then fucking people were like, oh, your hair looked better like that, trying to make me feel comfortable. But I wasn't going with it. And then like that day, like a couple days later, she saw me and she stopped me because, after school, right? They didn't let you have no phones in school. You have to go pick it up at the front office where you put it in.
Yeah.
On my way back to go to the bus, fucking, she's all like, she stops me. She's like, hey, Tony, I want you to tell me thank you. She's like, 'cause you look more like a young man.
The
And
fuck?
I said, and she's like, I want you to say thank you and I'll let you go. I said, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. She's like, say it. And she grabbed onto my arm, bro, because I was about to walk away. And I was like, I'm
Damn.
not saying it. She's like, say it. And my other friend was with me. My friend Jaden. Shout out to Jaden. He felt weird. Because he was one of the good kids. He felt weird being there, like being right there. And everyone was walking down the halls and shit. And she's like, say it. I was like, thank you, bitch. And she heard me, but she acted like she didn't hear me.
God damn.
Bro, like, I was fucking pissed off, bro, when she made me say that. I told my mom she didn't do nothing. She didn't do nothing, bro. Like, and then she's all like, oh, you're just trying to be like your other family, this and that. My dad's trying to get money. And I told one of her lawyers this like a month ago. I was like, what the fuck could I have done? He's like, with that, you could have made fucking a bunch. You could have shut down the whole school because of that.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
my mom was all like, no, still, it doesn't matter.
Bro, like it's just like crazy, bro. Like in Germany, like they don't give a fuck what the teachers do to you, bro. Like they still be allowed in the fucking school. Doesn't matter what the fuck they do, bro. Like we had like in 7th grade, shout out to fucking Marlon, bro. Like he knows his teacher. He was some weird ass French dude or whatever, some fat pedophile motherfucker, right? So
Fuck, I hate French niggas.
bro, girls had like fucking like lollipops and everything in their back ass pockets, right? And he would just grab into that pocket and grab the lollipop out, right? And would be like, oh yeah, that's mine now, right? And I had him in biology, biology, bro. And we had this, like, you know, the rooms that are in those types of class, right?
Yeah.
And fucking, what's it called?
With
So
the
this woman
fountains
in
everywhere.
front of me, huh?
In biology class, you said?
Yeah.
Where they had fountains everywhere, like two fountains every side or what?
No, that's a chemistry room. Like in us, like with us in Germany, like we just have like rows of desks, like just like in university, but just small,
Oh.
just in a smaller room. And we had those like. We had the desk, and then under the desk was like a part where you could put like books in for the lesson, so you have like more space for your arms and everything. And
Yeah.
there was like a hole where I was sitting. There was like a hole in that piece of wood, right? And the dude in front of me threw something like some like I don't even know like metal thing back to me, right? And I had my hands under the desk in the wood type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And then the teacher came up to me and he was like, what are you doing under that desk? Because he thought I was on my phone, right? And he saw that hole and he saw like the metal thing, knife shank thing, bro. Like something like it just looked like a fucking shank, bro. And then like he started screaming at me like, do you want to buy new tables? This and that. Like he was just like screaming around the class. I was looking up at him. I was like, yo, I didn't do shit. Like, I just had my hands under there, bro. Like, I don't have any space because it's just two fat niggas sitting next to me, bro. Like, let me have my fucking space. And he just started screaming at me. He reached over the fat bitch, bro, grabbed me, pulled me out of the fucking row, and threw me up the stairs against the fucking, like, some type of fucking, like wardrobe or some shit like that, bro. He threw me
Yeah.
against it. He kept on screaming at me. He was like, you son of a bitch, why do you destroy the tables? This and that. Your mother should put you in a different school. She should put you in the school with the disabled kid next door. And I was like, what the fuck did I do?
What
So
the
like
fuck?
me as a fucking like youngster, like 12, 13 years old, started crying because he just started screaming at me. And like he threw me up the fucking stairs and I hit my knee on the stair, bro. I was just like all
Oh.
emotional. And they didn't do shit against it. Like the whole class was saying that I was right, that he did that. And like that his like words that he said to the principal are fucking false. But the reason they didn't do anything against it were like, oh yeah, but like your grades are not that good. Like they said we were talking about that situation only, and they brought up my fucking grades and everything. I was like, what the
But,
fuck, man? Like, German schools are just fucked.
no, I had my school, but it was a private school. My mom didn't give a fuck, all right? If my mom, bro, she would have did something, bro. Like, I guarantee you, that teacher would have got fired. That principal, we could have shut down the whole school in 8th grade. I could have got my teacher fired in 7th grade, but he did get fired for fucking pedophile or some shit like that. What happened was that motherfucker, bro, he would, like, if you packed up a minute early, he'll dump your whole backpack.
Damn, bro.
And I would get fucking pissed, right? Because I was brand new to the school. It was my first week. Motherfucker dumps out my backpack. Every day for like a fucking 3 weeks, he would dump out my backpack. I tell my mom, she'll be like, no, it's your fault, this and that. And then like he starts I start getting in trouble hanging out with the bad kids and shit, doing stupid shit. I mean, fuck, I had like 100 referrals that whole 7th grade. But it all started because like one teacher was like the dean of students. She's like, "Oh, where are you going?" I was like, "I'm gonna go pick up my phone." And she's like, "Oh, bring me at my office." She was all pissed, right? And then she's like, "The face that you did to me, the attitude." And I was like, "What fucking attitude?" I cussed at her and I yelled too. I was like, "What fucking attitude? Huh? You fucking bringing up old shit for? I ain't even do nothing. You tripping." And she called my mom and we had like a meeting, bro. Every fucking week we would have a meeting and I didn't like it because my mom would get pissed the fuck off because she'll have to get off of work early just to go fucking talk to a bitch ass nigga. And the dean of students later left because I don't know why. I think because no one listened to her. No one gave a fuck about her. But my 7th grade teacher, that motherfucker was a bitch. He's like a Jewish. You probably hate him for that. he's Jewish. Okay. Yeah, he's Jewish. He's Jewish. But it's funny because I was like, damn, what the fuck? He's fucked up to everyone. And I remember he yelled at me in class for just fucking sitting there. Just sitting there minding my business.
Bro.
But I didn't give a fuck about him. Like we had four other teachers, but he's the most up that pissed me the fuck off. But like he would be like, "Oh, do your work." I would do it. And then like if you ask him for help, he would always say X over Y over X. Just say that. He would just say that, Y over X.
The fuck?
He would just walk away and I would be like, "Oh my fucking God, I need
Yeah,
help."
Y over X because that's your fucking number on your wrist, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Dude. And
Pause,
he
pause. No jokes, okay? If you can't handle a joke, get the fuck out, okay?
He was like he starts like talking shit and then we had meetings, bro, and the meetings he would talk like, "Oh, your son is doing bad." Like he didn't say that I was doing bad. He just said my grades are my problem.
Damn.
And like she one day he called my mom stupid in front of her. Cause dude, like that school was a fucking bitch, bro. Every like half semester, they would have like this dual project or fucking and you have to go by force, you have to go, or else we're taking away 15 like 10% of your grade. And if you go, you keep
That's
that 10%
retarded.
of your grade. It was
Bro,
fucking
there's
retarded.
like what is the profit? Like you're literally wasting your time
I know it's a
just
waste
to
of
keep the
fucking
same
time.
grade.
And my mom would get home like at 5 p.m. right, and that shit ends at 6. But she would get like at 5:30 and shit, and she got really late. And I was like, "Let's go, mom, and let's go." And I forgot to tell her that the day later, the day after, before that, I mean, and she went, and then the teacher was like, "Oh, he's like all packing his shit and all that." I was like, "Hold on, I could work on this fast." And I finished it. And then my mom was trying to talk to him about some shit, and then he's like, "Oh, sorry, my brain doesn't work like yours."
Fuck.
And my mom took that shit, and she got fucking sad and started crying and blamed it on me. Started blaming it on
What
me. Yeah, they blamed it on me, bro. They blame everything on me,
the
and I was fucking pissed off. I was pissed off, bro, because my stepdad was about to beat that nigga's ass, and I wanted to see that. I wanted to see that, bro, because that nigga made me miss the bus so many fucking times I had to walk 3 miles home. But like he fucking like called the dom, and then later on, my mom went to go claim the school, and then the principal bitch ass, she said it was my fault for bringing my mom late, saying it wasn't the teacher's fault, and they let him go for that.
The fuck?
And I was pissed off, bro, every fucking day, and then he would start talking more shit. And then one day he got his ass beat by a student. He got his ass
Yo,
beat
that's
by
the
a
funniest
cuz
shit.
like so I was in 7th grade and there was a kid that was supposed to be in 8th grade. And he flunked and they made him do 7th grade because when you enter that school you had to take a test, and if you got above reading level and a math level, the grade like you're supposed to have, like, in order to pass to 7th grade, you had to be like a 6.5, I think, no, a 6.2 to a 6.5 and higher.
God damn.
And my fucking reading level was getting me fucking pissed off. But I passed that shit. I passed that shit when I was in 7th grade. But that kid didn't. And then, like, I forgot what the fuck the teacher did. He, like, fucking told him, like, to take off his jacket, and the kid didn't. And then he janked it off his fucking arm. And he's like, "You fucking faggot," and called him a bitch and all that in front of everyone. And I would just laugh, and everyone would be like, "Oh my God. Oh my God." So keep in mind, it was like a private school, and they never heard no one say faggot, no one got in a fight, none of that. And they had a meeting with that kid's dad and shit, and I forgot what the fuck went on, but that kid just swung at him. That teacher fell on his ass, and then the kid kept on swinging. He had his ass beat, and he came back to school with like fucking purple shit on his face, like. Son, that shit was fucking stupid. But he like later on he got like now arrested. He got kicked out for taking pictures of people's belly buttons, smacking, like touching kids' fucking stomachs. And they fucking fired that nigga. And all the 8th graders were sad and shit. I was all happy. I was all happy because that nigga like didn't do shit. Like he couldn't do shit. But he fucking flew to Boston, Massachusetts, to not catch a case. Bitch, I think I fucking flew to Boston. Yo, Tyree. Fucking, what's that other shit that I was gonna tell you about? Oh. Yo,
Yo,
Tyrese. Yo,
yo.
what happened? What
I
happened?
don't even know, bro. Like, I'll be right back. I need to get something to drink, bro.
I am gonna shit. Same, hold on. I'm gonna get something to drink. You can't put your X and Y on your wrist. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. You got X and Y on your wrist.
Hello.
Yo, hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'm eating something.
So 4th grade, like most of my shit, like brawls, like fucking preschool and like elementary school brawls were like in fourth grade, bro. Like that day was fucking crazy. So one of the white boys that were like bullying me in like fourth grade, like he was like we had a small little hill on our playground in our school, and he found a rock on that fucking hill, and he screamed my name. It was like AOT. He picked up the rock, showed me the rock, and threw it like at my good, really good friend. And the first thing I thought, like, oh, this man has to fucking run now. Like, this motherfucker has to start running right now. He smiles and runs away. And my fast ass, like, I was like the fastest ca kid in the whole fucking school. I
Fastest
ran
fuck boy.
after him. Bro, we ran two laps around the fucking schoolyard. And I finally caught up to him, like, whilst we were in the sand. And I
Damn.
fucking jumped. I jumped and hit my like feet in his fucking back. He flew on the fucking
Oh.
ground and I stood up and he had like the fucking like bowl head, like the bowl haircuts, you feel me? The typical bowl like Russian haircuts that every single Russian 5-year-old has. I grabbed his long ass hair and I smashed it into the sand, held it there for like 5 seconds. I put his hair back out, like I put his head back out. I screamed at him like, "Why the fuck are you throwing the rock at my fucking friend?" Put his head back into the sand, held it for like 10 seconds, pulled it out, pushed it back in, and then like 10 more times. And the teachers came, they like pushed me off, and they picked him up, and he was just like all fucking like sandy mouth, and he tried to get rid of the fucking teachers and started running back at me again. And the first thing I did was just fucking kick him into his fucking knee. He fell on the ground and hit his head on the fucking ground again. Like I was wilding, bro. Like if I would be like, if I like had the mentality of my fourth grade self, I would be ruthless right now. Like I would just start doing shit, bro. Like I would just go up
Bro,
to
for
anyone that I
real.
beefed with, bro. I would just do whatever is in my fucking
My
head.
fourth grade mentality, nigga, I was a bitch to everyone. I didn't like, 'cause I knew, bro, this school that I went to, like I was a bitch to everyone. Everyone was a bitch to me. So I was like, fuck it, why not be a bitch to them? And people like actually took it up the ass though. I was like one of the nice people in that school, bro. And fucking like I guess people took it up the ass, and my teacher started noticing too. He's like, she's all like, what happened to the sweet Tony I used to know? And I was like, oh well, that motherfucking gone. And I would be like always mad, but I didn't give two fucks about anyone that time. And like I remember I almost got in a fight with some kid. What else? What else? Yeah, I was just rude to everyone, not giving a fuck. Teacher too. Fifth grade was different though. Fifth grade was different. That's when people actually cared about me. We were all friends and shit.
Yeah.
But hey, so let's go to topic number three. This is fucking like 40 minutes and a half of two topics.
Wait, no, second. No, wait, this is our second topic, bro.
I know we're about to go on the third.
No, this is our second topic, bro. Oh, no, wait, true. Third, bro, you talked about racism. True.
How
Yeah,
about
but
making
what you
money?
do? Making money, bro, that's just like boring. Like making money, like it's easy and hard too. Like it depends which path you choose, bro. Like it just depends which path you choose. If you go
Choose
do it
drug dealer,
illegally.
you're like, if you're making legal money, is you're still gonna get fucked because of taxes. They take half
True.
your fucking check. Over here, like, and if you make $1,000 in a month, you're only gonna get like fucking what, like 500 bucks, and then you gotta start paying utilities, and you get fucked, and you only get like 50 bucks for yourself. Like, it's all fucked over here because of taxes. And shit, like people work over here, they make thousands and shit, and they took away like lottery, they take away like half the money. Sorry, because of fucking capitalism in this fucking country. They just want to take money for fucking granted. They work on companies shit. They nerf us. Like, I want to say, like, a nerf. Like, they fucking, they have themselves getting money from us, and they can't do shit because we're the law. They're the law. How about you over there making money? What you? Well,
Bro,
I
like
made
if
money in high school. I made money from selling snacks, bro. It was good money, but
bro,
fucking my
like
stepdad would have the money, bro. I would get fucking mad.
making money in Germany is just easy as fuck. Like you can literally get money for doing nothing, bro. Like we have something called Hartz IV, and it's just like literally like you don't have to do anything. Like you can literally just chill at house and the fucking government will give you like from like 400 euros to like up to like 900 euros each month. Like depends on which state you are. And it's just like
How much
fuck,
you guys
like
get? How much you get?
nothing because I'm not 18 yet and I'm not like and I don't need to get a job right now. But like what's fuck like that's fucking up the whole German system. Like that's why Germany could literally go broke in like 2 years if people will just like think normally, bro. Like you can sign up for this Hartz IV, do nothing, or you can do a big brain type of shit and work illegally. Work illegally, like just work without a contract at like fucking like I don't even know, be a bus driver. Like that's more like most of the time it's just like there's no contract. Work at a bar, work at a nightclub, everything, bro. Like, everything where there's no real contracts, where it's literally just a handshake contract, you and where you earn a lot of money, like another like 700 euros. Like that's how you can fuck over the whole government in Germany because they are giving you free money and then you're gonna go to work and get another 700, and then you have oh, like 1,400.
And then from the 400 that they sent, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like.
Now we hear that
Bro.
they don't have that shit. You gotta work your ass off.
Yeah, that's why like a lot of people that are not in the army are actually debating to move over to Germany because getting a fucking visa in Germany and like staying in Germany legally is even illegally is easy as fuck in Germany. Like there's no real border control. Like you can literally like just drive in from like my area. Like there's just like a town like right on the fucking border of France. You can literally just drive over to the town and you're in France and you could just get a house, whatever. Like
Damn, I kind of
there's
don't
no
like
border
France.
control. Yeah, but like if you like I don't know, if you have your own boat or some shit like that, or even if I don't even know, even if you just fly to France, like just say, oh yeah, I'm going on vacation, take more than enough for you and your family, or like if it's just for you, then just for you, I don't even fucking know. You can just drive over to Germany with no border control, and you could just set up your life right here and just be like, oh yeah, my parents kicked me out. And yeah, you can just make up a whole story in Germany, we'll fucking believe it. Easy.
I kind of like I've been fucking like a big ass fucking like nerd for German, bro. Like I didn't even know all this shit you're telling me. Mostly because of World War II. Yeah, ich mein Gott. I learned German only because of that, and that shit would tick off my 7th grade teacher because he was, you know how he's Jewish. He would get scared of me. But I don't even know if he learned Deutsch or whatever the fuck.
Bro, like if I would be in America, if I would be in high school or some shit like that, and like my fucking teachers would just get on my nerves, I would just start saying some racist shit on fucking German, like not
I know,
insultingly,
like
but like just like chill, like just like I don't even know, like
just to
just.
calm yourself down.
Yeah. Well, not even racist,
Yeah, like,
just like jokes and everything, like just in German.
yeah.
And they won't understand it. Like that's the funny thing.
Yeah, like I would say shit in Spanish, me and my friends. But when I learned like German, like I didn't say much until I started learning like cuss words and shit. And I would fucking like people barely heard me because I would say fucking loud too. I'll be like fucking like that full of scheiße, fucking this and that. And And in high school, I barely even cussed out any teachers. I mostly cussed out like deans, people in the office.
Yeah.
Fucking commercial breaks on this ad or app are fucking beast, bro. 10 cents out of last
Yeah.
fucking. Hey, that's pretty good because I only got like 20 plays.
Yeah, bro, like that's just crazy, bro.
And all I had to do was put a 30-second ad. Well, it was like 40 seconds, but
Crazy.
I mostly stuttered in the whole shit.
Yeah, bro, like you only fucking stutter. The only thing you and yeah, the teacher, yeah, he got not the fuck out.
Nigga, I don't
Fucking
stutter
like
that
the pig
much,
from
bro.
Bugs Bunny, like the pig from fucking Bugs Bunny, bro.
Nah, son, I don't stutter like that. I fucking fuck. Like I know someone who stuttered a lot, but he like went undergo treatment and shit. He went to treatment facilities where they would help him out. Yeah, and he speaks calm, but like very low voice.
Bro, yo, like the funniest shit, bro. Like in my old class in 8th grade, 2017 or some shit like that. Yeah, 8th grade, bro. We have this one white Russian dude in our class. And like, shout out to Elias. You know him? You feel me? Shout out to him. He's like one of our like old homeboys. And like, when he stutters, bro, like he's literally stuck in the fucking stutter thing, bro, like for like 2 minutes. Like he was just sitting like
I just say the word twice. I just say the words twice, like there.
bro,
I'll be
like
like
he was
there.
literally stuck, bro. Like he's like meh.
If
So fucking funny.
that nigga ever like when he's moaning and shit, when he busts a nut, like he stutters, he's like.
Imagine him finding like a fucking girlfriend that stutters too. Like, just like they both just stay in bed, like they're like,
And they're fucking and shit like
he's having like a fucking seizure.
pull out and he's like boop, it's too late and shit. They hit up a guy
Wait, I need to pull out.
everyone do the Harlem Shake.
Yo.
What's the stupid shit you ever done high?
Get sober.
This nigga. The only thing I do when I get high, bro, sometimes my horniness just fucking pops off the fucking roof, bro. Like, the first thing I would do, beat my meat, bro. Fuck you mean? Fuck you mean, kid? Okay, yeah, but like, the only thing I do is when I'm high is fucking be my me. Fuck you, mean. That's the best nut ever.
Bro, I'm gonna talk about a different high. The stupidest shit that I've done whilst being high. Wait, what was it again? When
What's
I'm
the...
like,
Huh?
bro, the stupidest shit that I've done high was do like a whole workout. Like I was on fucking speed and I did a whole fucking workout.
Oh, what the fuck? Who the fuck just starts fucking snorting speed and then just like, you know what? I feel healthy today. I'm gonna do fucking 15 reps of four.
Bro, like we were outside and I snorted like my first five lines, and I was like, that was like the first time when I actually did speed, bro, like one of the first times, the second time, real time. And I was just like, this was like the best speed I've ever had in my whole life.
Okay, Al Pacino, chill.
Like, and it was like super fucking strong. Like, even the guys that I was hanging with the who were like doing speed for like already 3 months, they said like that's the best shit that we ever had. So I was like, after two lines or three lines, I was like really like super fucking on it. And I was just like, I need to do push-ups. I need to do this. I need to do that. And I ran like five laps around the fucking hay balls. And the hay balls were like lined up for like, I think like 50 meters, one direction. So I did like five laps around that shit. Did like fucking, bro, I did like, I don't even know. Like I just did a full on like workout, bro. Like I was super on it. And then when I stopped, like my heart was just pounding, bro. Like it was crazy. The rest of the night, bro, like I was laying outside on the terrace or in the fucking, like, I don't even know what's it called in English. Bench, and I was just like high as fuck on it. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, my whole body started feeling like numb. Like, everything I touched, I got like goosebumps on that fucking spot where I touched my body. So, it's like
Damn.
6 a.m., and I thought, like, oh yeah, let's take a shower. Worst decision of my fucking life, bro. Like,
A shower? Why?
I got, because you sweat hella, like, a lot, bro. Like, cold sweat, bro. So I was like, okay, I need to take a shower. My dick was smelling like shit because I was like pissing every 10 minutes. So I took a shower, bro. Worst decision, bro. Like my whole body felt like I was getting touched by like 100 people or some shit like that. I felt hella claustrophobic. Like it was bad, bro. Like it was bad. And I got out of the shower and I laid down on the ground and I was like
Is a rape
vomiting,
horror
bro.
story?
Yeah, just like I was down there and I was like, what the fuck did I just do? What the fuck did just happen? And so like that was like the worst
Fuck.
experience of my life. Like whilst doing drugs.
Damn. Fucking be here straight out the mud. Not like I don't do crazy shit when I'm on. I just smoke weed, like coke, shit. Treat me with a bottle of Henny.
Bro, I've actually never drank, but like once I was on speed, I only like I did drink, but like what's it called? Like only like 15% alcohol in that like 1.5 bottles, and that's like normal for me. Like I can do it. Like I can handle that in my normal like.
God, motherfucking damn, y'all niggas some drunks.
Bro, we can get alcohol like 15% alcohol when we were 16, and then you're like.
I know, you told me.
Yeah, it's just like,
Bro,
bro.
you should try a Four Loko. A Four Loko?
The fuck is that?
It's like six shots and
Oh.
like juice.
Bro, that's easy as fuck. Like, I don't even know how, like, y'all Americans be like, oh yeah, me getting drunk after like 8 shots, like doing this weird TikTok thing where they're
Nah,
like, oh yeah,
son.
after 1 shot, after 2 shots, after 5 shots, like,
At the D, those are white people. Those are all white people. If you see a Mexican,
even
bro,
high school,
them
like
niggas will do like.
college students, bro. Like, I'd be sitting here
I
drinking, like,
know.
after like 20 shots, like, I starting to feel it, bro. Like, I can drink, like, almost a whole water
Son, I
bottle,
got
bro.
shit on a fan. Fucking like. All these Mexicans, bro, they drink like motherfuckers, bro. Like, I remember we drank the whole, like, 2 liters of fucking tequila. Tequila is fucking strong, bro. That shit was like, because my uncle, that motherfucker owns plantations, and he works on it by himself, and that motherfucker makes his own tequila and he sells it to companies.
God damn.
And like, they fucking make hella. They make hella off of that shit. And he brought in like a 2 liter bottle. I thought it was soda too. It looked like a soda called Fanta. No, not Fanta. Manzanita. That's what it was called. And I was like, oh, look, Manzanita. I'm gonna go fucking pour me half a cup. And I pour me half a cup and I take a drink. I'm like, what the fuck? This shit's strong. But I drank the rest. And then we started taking shots, but it wasn't no one shot, bitch. It was like three shots every one shot. Three shots equals one shot over there. And we got drunk as fuck.
Goddamn. Let's talk about the first drug experience.
There you go.
Okay, my first drug experience is boring. That's why I'm going to talk about like my first ecstasy experience, bro. Like that night,
Okay.
That night was one of the best nights in my whole fucking life. Bro.
You fucked a bitch.
Nah. Shout out to my homie Miko. He's gonna be in the third episode with us. Like, we were chilling at his place. And like, first we just smoked weed, we chilled and everything. And then like at night he told me like to take the pill at night, right? And my plug was like, only take like a quarter, you'll be fine, this and that. Like that shit is strong as
Motherfucker takes
fuck.
the whole pill.
No. I actually only took a quarter and then took another quarter like 3 hours later. So I was like sitting
Yeah,
there,
that's a hack.
I was sitting there like, okay, nothing's happening. And Miko was like, yo, why you not like listen to yourself, bro? Lay down and chill and wait until it hits. I was like, yeah, but like when you take it, it's something different, you feel me? Like you just want it to happen. So I laid down on this fucking mattress and like really just like a snap, like time just went by, and then all of a sudden it just hit me. Like I think I took like a quick like 5 minute nap, and then I like woke up, I sit up and I like started noticing that everything is in slow motion. And I was like,
What
fuck. And I looked over to Miko, I was like, yo, I'm seeing everything in slow motion. Whoa. I was just tripping out, bro.
Yankee with no brand.
Yeah, bro. And then like his mattress has like fucking like springs in them, right? So when you jump on them, you get like boosted up. And I was jumping on them,
Yeah.
like I was jumping around on them, turning on techno and everything else going off, bro. Like he has like a gaming headset where like you can like put the headset volume higher, and then you can also do the like phone volume. So it was like double the volume of everything, bro. And I was just sitting there like, whoa, everything was slow motion. I was so fucking happy. And then like it came to the point where like Miko wanted to go to sleep because he was high as fuck. So he told me to chill. He turned on like a trip video because that shit was like laced with some psychedelic, bro. Like that shit was
A
definitely laced with,
psychedelic.
yeah, like definitely like with some like type of psychedelia. So I sat down and he has like a real like chair, like what's it called? Couch chair. You feel me? Like the ones that like grandpa's grandma, like a grandma has and everything.
Yeah.
Comfy as fuck. Like he's like double the size of me, so like his body could literally just like fit in this. So it literally felt like a whole bed to me. So I sat down. It was comfy as fuck. He turned on the trip video, and I was just tripping out. Like I was just staring at the TV, and then all of a sudden, the video was at like 2.5 hours. And then I was coming down.
What
My
the
fucking jaw was just hurting. Like it was just fucking like moving around and everything. Like shaking and all the shit, my eyes were shaking. So I went into the bathroom and I was literally just staring into the fucking like into the mirror of the fucking bathroom. I didn't even take a piss, yo. I just stared into the fucking mirror and I saw myself moving around in the mirror. And I was like, whoa. So I
mirror?
started, yeah, my reflection of myself just started moving without me
Yeah.
moving. So I was like, what the fuck? And then like I came out of that fucking trauma thing, and I just started
Yeah.
taking pictures. And then I saw I was 30 minutes in that fucking bathroom. I went back into the fucking room. I took another quarter, and I woke up Miko. I was
Oh,
like,
no.
I took another quarter. He was like, "Are you fucking retarded? You just came down. You just started coming down. Now you're gonna take another quarter? It's fucking 3 a.m. You dumbass motherfucker." I was like, "Yeah, fuck it." So the whole trip video was 6 hours. I stopped at 2.5 hours, and I was tripping to the video was almost fucking over. Like there was like only like 30 minutes left. So I turned off the TV and I was still sitting on the fucking like on the couch thing. And the TV wasn't off, but I thought it was off. So like the TV was still like shining, and it was like it wasn't fully like black, it was like gray type-ish. So I looked at it and I was like, why is the TV on? I turned it off. And then all of a sudden, I saw like a metal ball. It flew against the wall. The room got bigger. And like his wardrobe turned into a fucking tree. The tree turned into a metal ball again. The metal ball flew against my face. And then it formed into like red glowing fucking like disc or some shit like that, with like a weird fucking like mosaic type of shit on it. And then I just slapped myself. I just slapped myself and I was like, what the fuck was that? So I was like, okay, I need to like somehow calm down. So I rolled the joint. We smoked it. Like we had to climb out of this window and smoke it. And then I got back inside and it was worse. Like I was hallucinating way more, bro. I laid down. I tried to sleep. And, like in my sleep, like you always get those like quick dreams when you're on like ecstasy. Like these quick dreams that you fully like see. And like one of them, you know, Timmy Turner, right?
Timmy Turner,
yeah, the like fucking Nickelodeon shit. Like, his house and his
post. Nigga had a whole ass episode in Timmy, and
bro, he got it. Bro, like I saw his house and it zoomed out of the house onto the street. Like I saw like the whole like street of the fucking like thing of the whole like city, whatever.
So.
And like all the cars were driving out, I saw all like humans and everything walking around, like stick figures. Everything was really colored. And then I woke up, I went back to sleep, and Trump was sitting on his fucking desk, and his fucking eyes turned into laser eyes and were shooting at me. I woke up again, and then I was just knocked out after that one.
Damn.
And this shit was fucking crazy.
Damn. And you're like, coke hit different though. Shout out to my boy George, motherfucker. That motherfucker is a fucking machine. No, that's his real name.
Why would you give him? Oh my god. Why would you say his real name, bro?
George El Curioso.
Bro, I can already see you getting strapped up. I can already see you.
Curious George. Curious George. No, he wouldn't give a fuck. Like I have a whole ass Instagram thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like for them, for my friends. It's like a fan page, yeah. Yeah, and then there was a video of him fucking. He was coked the fuck out, and he was like knocked out.
And
his friend was trying. I was sending you. He's all coked out. And his friend's like, "Wake the fuck up!" He's like, "Open your mouth. Open your mouth."
Yeah, you sent it to me. You sent it to me.
And I remember, Mexico. I did like two lines, but I didn't do shit. That was Monique's. Fucking the only thing I didn't really much was weed was my first weed. I was like 11. Yeah, I was 11. And I was at my neighbor's because my mom was getting like was fucking sick at the time. She's at the hospital. And I was at my neighbor's most of the time, and they started smoking weed, and they're like, "Oh, you want to come with me? Don't be a bitch," and all that. All right. And then we started smoking and shit. That was my first time. Like, I was a little fucking kid, a little baby.
Yeah, damn. Bro, we got 50 minutes now. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right, son, you want to say your social?
So she loves. T15 loves with a LUVS. Follow me. Pop titty in my DMs, you feel me? follow my nigga Jaleel on his Pornhub account. These are cactus check. Shout out to my homie Nico. You fat white African motherfucker. And suck my dick. I'm like, yo ass, bro. No homo. See you guys next episode, I guess.
Okay. Peace out.
All right, peace.